Seattle in the 90s. A tidal wave of iconic music roars out of this sleepy city and launches a pop culture revolution. Here's a story you haven't heard. Let the Kids Dance is a new podcast about the rise and fall of Seattle's teen dance ordinance, the law that made it illegal for young people to go to concerts. Listen to Let the Kids Dance from KUOW and the NPR Network.
Thank you for joining us here on KEXP, where the music matters. I'm Cheryl Waters down here in our wonderful performance space with a band we have loved oh so very long. It's Blonde Redhead live on KEXP. Thank you so much for being here today. Absolutely love the new album, Sit Down for Dinner, and so excited to hear new songs from that. It's Blonde Redhead live on KEXP. Take it away.
You
You're listening to Blonde Redhead live on KEXP.
Thank you.
You're listening to Blonde Redhead live in the KEXP studios performing songs from their album Sit Down for Dinner.
Oh,
That is Blonde Redhead live on KEXP. The new album, Sit Down for Dinner. Oh, my goodness. That sounded magnificent. Thank you so much for that beautiful performance.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Blonde Redhead has been making records for some 30-odd years, and each new record is such a treat. You can never be quite sure what it's going to sound like, but I have to say it never disappoints, and this new record is no exception. And again, just thank you so much for Sit Down for Dinner. It sounds like it's been a record in the making for a number of years now, and how would you say your life experience in the last few years is reflected in this new album?
Yes, of course, everything seeps through in our music. And we had quite a bit of ups and downs. And it's kind of a miracle that we came back together again to make another album. Sort of thanks to COVID, I suppose. I was sort of far away from States and living very happily there. And then it happened to be Italy when, COVID happened and everybody was like, no, come on, you have to get out of Italy. I think country is going to go lockdown. So I left 3 days before Italy went lockdown as a country. And I came back to States and totally... Yeah, like life choice. We didn't have many options, and so we moved in. Me, Amin, and his girlfriend moved in our same one house. We kind of house hopped from February to July, and that's when really like our record came together, I suppose. Yeah. Yes, life does influence our music.
Do you think if we had not had that period of quiet and not being able to move around so much that you would have come back together as a band? It sounds like for a while you thought you might go off and do your own things.
Mm. Yes, I had quite a high ambition to have a second lease on life. But in the end, there were... The twins are waiting for me, and I'm kind of grateful that they wanted to make another one. Yeah, it was horrible and it was beautiful at the same time. You know how I'm sure it was like that for most people, but yeah.
Well, it's interesting. Your relationship is so long and you've made so much music together and lived so much life together. And as you say, there have been some ups and downs, as there are for all of us, but you've lived most of your adult lives together. So it's good that you leave space to go and do your own things, adult baby, yeah. This beautiful record that you made. Yeah. But in some ways, it almost seems inevitable that you would come back together, almost like it's hard to imagine not making music together, but you made an incredible solo album and others working on other artistic endeavors. How did you bring, you said that making your solo record was a very enjoyable process for you. Did you bring something from that experience into this record that made the whole process of this new record different than the many records you've made before?
Yeah. Now that you say it like that, I wanted my solo album to be super successful, was successful enough that I didn't have to do another Blonde Redhead album. But now you say that, it was kind of like a prelude to my solo album, was almost like a prelude to Sit Down for Dinner. And we brought in the same producer that I had discovered, some Evians. We brought him in to Sit Down for Dinner, and then I kind of moved in with him during the lockdown. And so I think for me, I wanted to, I'm not such a sharing person, I wanted to first keep all the solo experience to myself. But then Ami was like, come on, share, sharing is caring, kind of like that. And then we we slowly, I also felt, okay, it just felt like life is going that way. And I ended up sharing all that I felt with them. And it was great because they heard me out as well. And they made a space for me to be what I was feeling. So, yeah, it worked out.
Well, I absolutely love your solo album, Adult Baby, but selfishly, I have to say, I'm so glad that there's more here from Blonde Redhead. I feel like Sit Down for Dinner is such a confident and strong album, and I hope there's space for both in your life moving forward, and then you can get that feeling that you need from doing something on your own, and clearly you make beautiful music together with this band.
Yeah, it's weird because in some ways, like, you know, I think everybody, without knowing, we have like up period and down period. You know, the period you feel strong and period you just sort of struggle. But then it's kind of almost subliminal, these things, you know. And then maybe we are in this sort of like, you know, period that we have really high energy. But it's kind of surreal or bizarre to me that audience can pick up on that. You know, because for us, we always did our best, and then not always we have this kind of feedback or reaction or acceptance from our audience. But now it's like, wow, why are you paying so much attention to us? It's like having a green light on all stops, you know. But it's such a strange how that is, but I am not going to analyze it too much, but yeah.
Well, I will say that many of us have been paying attention to Blonde Redhead for a very long time, whether you've noticed or not. And this new album, I just really love it so much. And you've, in the past, taken inspiration from film. And I understand that there's a direct correlation between Joan Didion's very powerful book, Year of Magical Thinking. Can you tell me a little bit about the connection there?
Well, you know, I made it sound like a kind of, it was rosy between pandemic, but it was actually quite hard. I lost my horse of 23 years. I've written more songs for him than, you know, any other creatures. And then he passed away during the pandemic, and I was devastated. But at the same time, I was happy to be back here, to be close to him. And, it was horrible. But then I wanted to help myself somehow. And then I saw the Year of Magical Thinking. And I thought, well, what an amazing title. I had no idea it was such a devastating content. And it's almost like a destiny, you know, like I just needed to read those words that she wrote down. And yeah, I shamelessly just not even, how do you say, I just took it as she wrote it and then I put it in a song. So yeah, I wanted to send it to her, even if she'd be really, really offended. But the timing didn't work out because she also went.
Well, I'm so happy you found that book at a time when you needed it. It is a very wonderful book. And again, Sit Down for Dinner, such a wonderful new record. And we're just so happy to hear these songs. We appreciate you coming by today.
Thank you.
You're listening to Blonde Redhead live here in the KEXP studios. Such a special session. And our listeners and viewers make these sessions possible with your support. We are listener powered. You can make a gift anytime at kexp.org. And you can enjoy videos like this and so many more on our YouTube channel. Subscribe and you'll get notification every time we launch a new one. And once again, thank you so much to Blonde Redhead live on KEXP.
Thank you.